Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of President Trump's loudest critics on Capitol Hill is returning to Washington. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren received 60% of the vote yesterday, easily defeating her Republican challenger Jeff Deal and the independent Shiva Ayyadure. Now that she's won re-election, Warren moves a step closer to deciding whether to run for president. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has that story.
The race was called for Warren soon after the polls closed, but she didn't address her supporters until late in the evening. She thanked them for taking a chance 6 years ago on someone who'd never run for office before.
You took that chance. You sent me into the fight. And tonight, you told me to stay in the fight.
Warren pledged to resume the fight against what she called a rigged system and a corrupt president who's neglecting working Americans. And she saluted the record number of women candidates this year, which helped make history here in Massachusetts. Come January, the state will have 4 women in Congress, Warren in the Senate and 3 others in the House, for the first time ever. Warren said that's the result of a movement that began the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated.
They refused to let anyone shut them up or stand in their way. And that is how real change begins.
Warren's victory was never in doubt in this deep blue state, in a race that reflected the nation's stark divisions over President Trump. The contest was a clash between Jeff Deal's support for the president and Warren's potential interest in replacing him. Deal frequently attacked Warren for her interest in running for president, which he said would make her a part-time presence in Massachusetts. But last night, Deal conceded defeat in his hometown of Whitman.
While the outcome is not what we wanted, we've laid the foundation for taking Massachusetts back for the working people, I think. And I am a firm believer that when God shuts a door, he opens a window somewhere. So together, we're going to find that window.
Deal co-chaired Donald Trump's campaign in Massachusetts, and while he avoided the president's divisive rhetoric, he embraced his policies, a hard sell in Massachusetts. Warren campaigned on issues important to many Massachusetts voters, including abortion rights and LGBT rights, gun control, and support of the Affordable Care Act. But her most effective weapon against Deal was to link him to the president. These residents from East Somerville, beginning with Kayla Santeo, say they voted for Warren because of her fierce opposition to Trump.
I feel like she's really aggressive. She really stands for what she believes in.
I'm Bill Richot from Somerville. I voted for Elizabeth Warren. I guess it's just to, which is hard to do here in Massachusetts, but send a message against Trumpism, I guess.
Bob Welch in Somerville.
Yeah. Peggy Welch from Somerville.
You both supported Elizabeth Warren?
Yes.
Yep, she's a good fighter and kind of need her there. So.
Need her against Trump.
Now that she's won re-election, Warren will turn her attention toward a possible White House bid. If she decides to run, her speech last night laid out her case. It was a hard-charging populist message about a broken government that serves the powerful at the expense of ordinary Americans.
Our government is still captured by the wealthy and the well-connected. And the economy is still rigged against working people, women, and communities of color.
Richard Shea, a Democrat from Worcester who voted for Warren, says he hopes she runs.
She doesn't have the baggage. She has a good background. She's very smart. And I think she's going to be the first female president in the United States.
But many will question whether a former Harvard professor from one of the country's most liberal states is the right choice to take on Trump in 2020. A recent WBUR poll of likely Massachusetts voters found that a large majority, 63%, said Warren should not run for president. But that didn't stop many of them from giving her a second term in the Senate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.